As we attune to the light, as we attune to our highest broadcasts, we bring forth the familiar surrender of love, because love is our presence. Love is our true nature. Love is our devotional witness. So as we each allow ourselves to receive all that we are in our holy remembrance, we welcome change throughout. They're saying through and through. So this is where we see life through false impressions, through karmic imprints, where we're prejudiced against self and others without realizing it, where we're not open to our highest authority. And so when we open up to the broadcast of love, what we allow, it's like the windows opening, or a fresh air, or a new sunny day. And we allow ourselves to receive our true vision. So remember, we see normally through our physical sight, and we don't really see reality. We're opening up to our spiritual sight and seeing through the one eye rather than the two eyes. So as we will open up for change to be in the air. Change to be in the air means that we're receiving light from a new witness, from a new broadcast, from love's assurance. So that's the change. So we can expect new prophecy. In other words, everything shifting to show us our glory, and our glory being our Christ residence, being the truth of self. And what we come to understand is we're like, all is provided for, because the truth of ourselves is not in any way separate from the truth of all that we witness. So as we will receive our true unfoldment, as we will receive our light and our glory, we're surrendering to that certain, they're saying like destiny. So we want to feel that, like we've been traveling the road, and it's been quite a long road indeed, but that we have a certain destiny. So we want to feel that. It may feel like it's around the corner. It may feel like it's a moment away. It may still feel like it's a real fantasy, like sure, whatever. But this is what we're calling upon, is we're calling upon our light. We're calling upon a new procedure, because instead of it being like whatever, and that's like our false self that doesn't understand all that we're assuming, all that is possible, we allow ourselves to step over. Now, this is very essential or necessary, that we part ways with our past considerations. So in other words, instead of thinking we understand everything and thinking that we know everything and we've learned everything there is to learn, we're like coming upon that Christ witness with eyes anew, where we're about to be shown truth really for the very first time in terms of our consciousness, what we have instant recall to, and all that then follows. Because all that then follows is the new way of joy, is the new way of harmony, is the new way of living through this new birthed realization that we have all come to play a part. So we each stand ready, and we each stand devoted, and we each stand committed to this new broadcast. So we want to remember that we are the prophets, we are the seers, we are like the ancient ones that have the ability to go beyond cursory value, meaning that we all sort of like focus on 3D, focus on the literal, focus on the finite. And so we sort of like close that third eye a little bit, if not a lot, in order to attend to the consciousness that we had assumed. But now we're stepping into our new galaxy. We're stepping into our new proximity. We're stepping into our new placement. And so we keep saying new, but it's really a return to our true semblance. In other words, who we are in our grandest, in our light. So just imagine like opening up blinds, and it's like, oh, now I can see better. Now the sun's in. Now, I can see beyond just that limited focus. So as you will receive this new prophecy, so the new prophecy, it's just like energy of who you truly are. And that energy is like, they're saying exploding you, but what they mean is it's just like breaking apart your old grievance patterns, because we're all walking around in the midst of releasing that victimization, releasing the belief that we're finite, that we're not divine. And so when they say exploding, it's sort of like kaboom, where we now, when I said kaboom, it was like all this light, almost like it's raining light drops. And so this is our new consideration. So the more that we allow that transference of vision, the more that we allow that new delight, that new certainty. So again, we allow all to change hands. So again, so from the way we've been responding to life, we're responding out of our ego, we're responding out of judgment. And so we just keep confounding the problem, really. We keep creating more of the same, despite our desire not to do that. So as we open up to our destiny, life is in charge. And when I just see like these lungs that are breathing in the sunshine, that are breathing in the light, and coming to our new accustomed assurance where we open up to that direction of that heart-centered commodity, where the heart is leading us, is ruling us, is showing us, and creating, they're saying like ribbons of delight, but creating new associations. So this means that we're no longer just repeating yesterday. We're no longer entranced in those generational teachings, the limited beliefs, the belief that we're not of the divine. And so we're like stepping over it with ease. So just imagine being a giant and everything being small, because in fact, we are spiritual giants from that old placement of past residence. And so as we allow that place of new beginnings, so we've got, oh my gosh, it's sort of like a tree breathing. I'm pretty sure it's the tree of life is what I'm looking at. And so the tree of life really represents each of us, like our housing, our birthing, our new assemblance. And so as we offer ourselves to that place of true mercy, that true mercy is so that we can all find our way home, so that we can all wake up to our brilliance, so that we can all wake up to our I was going to say greater expansiveness, but when I receive each of us, we're just these light beings that are extraordinary in our clear seeing, extraordinary in terms of our ability to magnetize from that I am assertion. So this is what we are establishing. This is what we're gifting. This is what we're offering through and through. So they're inviting everyone to step up. And when I say everyone, it's everyone you have been associated with. So these are going to be your comrades, your besties, your friends. These are going to be the ones that you've had some like tangled knots with, where you've been having trouble finding the love, where there's still a grievance, there's still misfortune. And so just imagine everyone you've ever been associated with, you've just had like a glance upon, they're all participating in this glorious arrival. So they're saying the fantasy acknowledgement of this is we drop that separation, because it's no more I win, you lose, I was right, you were wrong, or the reverse, where we're still like keeping ourselves cloistered or imprisoned because of that false self, that would be like giving us that false ridicule. So we're all standing together in Christ's union. So this is very, very relevant, because we're no longer at war. with ourselves or others. So we want to remember everything we witness in the external is arriving there by consciousness. And it's not someone else's consciousness. It's all driven by the collective and by what we have consented to. So what we're doing in our mightiness, in our lovely arrival, in our expansive acquirement, is we're creating the destiny, the new way, the platform, the pathway, the new association of that Christ oneness. So we're, and again, when we bring everyone forth, we bring everyone forth holding hands. And so when I say holding hands, it's like, just imagine everyone on the earth holding hands, because in truth, there is no separation. There are no separate beings. So this is what we're expanding. This is what we're investing in. This is what we're saluting. This is what we're recommending. This is what we're seeing with our divine eye, with our divine eyesight. So in other words, we're in form, but we're establishing our divine witness. So this is where we're moving up in frequency. We're moving up out of density and allowing true vision. So to move out of density, to move into our light body, we have to float. What they mean by that is our frequency, our vibration, must be readied. In other words, must qualify. So this is where we're drowning out our false sorrows. So just imagine like a baptism of all of that false association, all of that prejudice, all of that guilt, all of the afflictive emotions just being released. So it's like that light, that light's been streaming in, is having like this quantified exchange where, qualified exchange, where that quantum leap that is so ready to adjust is what they're saying. So again, we're not taking years and years and years to transmute. We're taking that quantum leap of faith where we're evolving ourselves. And so evolving ourselves is turning our attention to our light, turning our attention to that higher placement that is already in oneness, that's already being led by our higher heart, that's already forgiven self and others. So we're allowing ourselves to proceed and we're allowing ourselves to explode. They keep having this like explosion or explode imagery. And so that explode, it's sort of like you bust out of your mind. So you go beyond your mind into your true divine witness. So allow all hands, to exchange hands. In other words, leaving the linear totem, leaving the linear broadcast and moving into the Christ assertion. And again, not Jesus, the Christ, the Jeshua energy of light that is for all. In other words, it is all. It is all. It is us. So whatever words ring true for you, don't get caught up in the words. Remember the gifting. So what you're receiving is the gifting. What you're receiving is the new vibration. And you're allowing all to dance. So dance is everything is moving. Everything is moving. Not so everything that's in the now. In the now moment is all of our past selves, everything that happened up to 5 minutes ago. It's all available. It's all available for that new revelation. So we're allowing all to change hands. So just imagine, it's like, you know, I can turn this all in. I can turn it an all in now, like there's no limit. That's what we're opening up to, because each of us, we've been reporting by a very, there's not enough, scarcity, limited, separation. So for us to conceive everything's now possible, that's what miracles are about. It's like all is possible in the now. That's what spontaneous remission is. All is possible in the now. as you will harmonize with it. So we're allowing ourselves to receive the grace. We're allowing ourselves to receive that union. And again, which is our destiny. In other words, this is why we are here. This is why we decided to, like they're saying, take our turn. In other words, take on the incarnation for this very gifting, for this accumulated offering. So everything that we have brought in, it's like we're all each very, very skilled in ways that we're about to spring open, that we're about to see, that we're about to discover. So again, bringing this forth to reveal the true nature to many. And the many, again, everyone you've blessed, everyone you've had interaction with, whether you just read about them in Google News, your eyes have seen them, your consciousness has interacted with them. And so this is the light that we are now in full possession of. Let us receive. And yes, of course, you can send this light to certain regions of the world, in Europe and so forth. But also remember that it's for God's glory, meaning that all that represents all that we are. So it's like indicative of our true remembrance to remember we're not serving one and not serving the other. We're including all as an extension of what we now come to realize of self. Let us receive. Someone's just lighting up the whole globe and they're like, that covers everybody. So again, your higher self is going to guide you. You may just get impressions of your childhood. I'm looking at cookies I used to eat, when I was a kid. I literally haven't seen them since then. So trust what you observe. And so it is. All right.